Road of Life, brought to you by Dove. D-U-Z, does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery.
She didn't.
But now she does use Dove.
Now she knows that Dove, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. You see, Mandy used to do a lot of washings for folks all over town. She'd have stacks of streaky towels.
Lordy, how am I ever going to get these things white?
She'd have greasy work pants to do.
I'd be scrubbing hair all day.
And some folks handed her pretty rayons to wash.
I hate these fussy things. They look so peaked when I get through.
Well, one day, Mandy met a lady who used Dove. And Mandy discovered does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning up work clothes, plus extra safety for pretty colors. Now Mandy goes dozen around town. Now she dozes those towels.
I declare there's the whitest white in all the world.
No soap washes whiter than does. Now Mandy dozes the work pants.
Stays easy as pie. No more hard scrubbing for Mandy.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than does. And now Mandy dozes those rayons.
Sakes alive. These rayon slips just come out smiling.
Does actually leave colors brighter so they last longer. Sure, this new kind of soap does everything. It's the best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best.
Mm-hmm. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. One of the most agonizing tasks a human can be asked to face is that of waiting. In a room in the interns' quarters on the top floor of Chicago's City Hospital, Jim Brent is waiting. At a meeting of the hospital staff and board of trustees, charges against Jim Brent by Grant Frazier were aired. Evidence was presented, witnesses were questioned, and then when it was all over, Jim and Grant Frazier were asked to leave. That was an hour and a half ago. Now Jim is sitting, waiting with his foster son, John. The two men nervously try to avoid mention of what is uppermost on their minds. While they wait, they talk.
Dark already.
Already? What do you expect? It's after six.
What?
Didn't you know it was that late, Jim?
No. The meeting began at 2:30.
A lot has happened since then.
Yeah, hasn't it? Who's the attractive girl in that picture on your dresser, John?
Which one?
On the right, the one wearing a riding habit.
Sally Carter, you know her.
Do I? The only Sally I can remember is a little girl who used to live across the street from us.
That's the one.
Oh, it couldn't be. She was about 14 years old and...
Yeah, she was 14 years old 5 years ago.
Does time go that quickly?
Haven't you noticed?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be doing that now.
Yeah, you got a point there. I keep shaking my watch, see if it stopped.
It hasn't.
No.
I never realized a minute was such a long time.
Didn't your teacher ever keep you after school for half an hour?
I don't recall. I imagine she did every now and then. Why do you ask?
Well, that's when I learned how long a minute is. I used to count to 60, 30 times, and I discovered I'd only been sitting there for about 10 minutes.
You counted too fast.
That's a matter of opinion. I think minutes at the length I made them were better than the regulation ones.
Well, it depends. You know, there are times when they're not nearly long enough.
For instance?
If you were in love with Sally, Carter, let's say.
Oh, she's only a friend.
Oh, just a supposition, John.
Well, all right. Suppose I were in love with Sally. What then?
Well, if you had 30 minutes to spend with her before you left for a very distant place...
Mm. I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd want each minute to last about...
a month.
Or more.
Is that how you used to feel about Carol?
Used to? That's how I feel about Carol right now, John.
Are you really going to let her go through with a divorce, Jim?
It's what she wants.
Pardon me, but this is 1945.
What do you mean?
That line you just used belongs to 1880.
That's still the only good line you can use to say what I mean. Carol didn't rush off to Reno. She thought the whole thing over for weeks. It was no hasty decision.
Well, so what? One word out of you and she would...
Skip it. Shall we, John?
I'd rather not, but...
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would.
Okay, let's skip. You sure they're going to call you here, Jim?
Yep. Hey, you know what?
What?
Somehow, while I was listening to that nurse testify...
Palmer or Lanier?
Lanier. While I was sitting there watching her, I suddenly remembered a bit of gossip that was going around the hospital some years ago.
Gossip?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about Frazier and the nurse.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected that old duck. Now, wait a second. You mean you think Lanier was the girl?
Oh, I really can't say. It's just that it came to my mind while she was speaking. Subconscious plays a strange trick sometimes.
Well, listen, Jim, don't just sit there. You should go downstairs and tell...
Oh, no, I wouldn't mention
it. Well, why not?
Because I'm not certain of any connection between Frazier and Miss Lanier.
But if...
And even if I were, John, I... Well, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Oh. How many cigarettes you got there?
Oh, not many. Yes, I'll take a look.
I've only got two left.
Three, four. Well, there are five in this pack.
I certainly hope we won't have to sit here that
long. Yeah.
I'm so jittery, I'll start chewing the furniture any minute.
Well, I have my pipe with me. Here, you can have a cigarette.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Thanks.
Where's your roommate?
Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a dinner date with another nurse, I think. It's his day off.
Doesn't he ever take the same girl out twice?
No, it's against his principles.
Oh, he has principles?
Chuck's scared to death some woman will hook him.
Oh?
He never wants to get married.
Oh, any particular reasons?
Yeah, lots of them. His main theory is that a doctor is too busy for an active social life, and... He doesn't think that most women can do without an active social life.
Oh, that's silly.
It's his idea. It's not mine.
Well, hasn't he heard that there are quite a few happily married doctors in the world?
Chuck doesn't believe there are many. He wasn't at all surprised when he found out about you and Carol.
No?
Oh, he says she's a beautiful woman who should be pampered and spoiled. He says, naturally, you... can't spare the time to do it.
Well, that isn't at all true of Carol. Of course, she's beautiful, but as for the rest, well, it just isn't true.
I told Chuck it wasn't.
Carol was understanding and considerate and... Hey, we're back on the same subject.
Not my fault. Do you want to take another detour?
And these rooms are much nicer than they were when I was an intern here.
Say,
huh?
I got a deck of cards. Would you like to play any gin?
Gin?
Gin rummy.
Oh.
There's no table, but Chuck and I use the cards.
No, thanks, John. I don't think I could concentrate on cards at the moment.
Hey, you don't suppose that one of those dumb switchboard operators rang the wrong room?
Oh, I doubt it. That George, that clock makes a lot of noise, doesn't it?
I was thinking the same thing. I never noticed it before.
It's awfully loud.
I don't know how Chuck and I have been able to sleep in the same room with it. If it bothers you, Jim, I'll put it under my pillow or throw it in the drawer.
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me. I was just commenting on it.
You sure?
Really, I don't mind it.
Well, I do. I mind the silence even more. Certainly wish my radio was working.
What's the matter with it?
No, Chuck thinks he knows everything in the world, including how to repair radios. Last month we had a little static, so we decided to take it apart. Now we don't even have static. Ha ha.
I've got a little radio at home you can have, John, if you want to pick it up when you have some free time.
Well, thanks. I better not. Chuck might get his hands on it. That'd be the end.
Well, if you change your mind, or your roommate, just let me know.
Okay, I'll remember that.
You better use another ashtray. That one's overflowing.
The only one we have.
Oh. I'll get it. Hello? Yes. I'll be right down. Thank you.
Well, are they ready for you?
Yep.
Well.
See you later, Butch.
Yeah.
Be the last fella in the world to tell you how to run your house. But here's one tip I would like to give you. Let Does take over in your dishpan. Now, you've probably heard me saying Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, look, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes, too. For example, if your main interest is suds, wait till you see the kind Does turns out. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap bursts into suds the second you pour in the water. You're not always reaching for more soap, either. Does suds keep standing up? Now, maybe you want a soap that gives fast action on tough grease. Well, it's spelled D-U-Z. There's no hard scouring. Even sticky frying pans come clean in jig time. And here's another thing I know you want in your dishpan, and that's better care for your hands, right? Well, Does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them marvelously smooth. I tell you, one dozen will show you does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.